Hi.
This is Rick.
Hi, nice to meet
Rick,
you.
Rick, right? Not Rick. Rich. Rich. I couldn't get through. He's from Eau Claire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
From Central Wisconsin.
Yeah,
you're from
Central.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm originally from Northern Illinois, but I've lived in Central Wisconsin for a long time.
Okay.
And like I said, we've been traveling and street preaching. And my wife has along with my website, my wife has a ladies' blog, and she teaches. We don't. That's another thing that's very different. Though we believe that women don't teach men, women don't rebuke men,
right.
Women don't take authority over men. But she hands out the gospel with me. She points people to the gospel, then points them off to a brother or her husband, and then she teaches and encourages ladies. And all the Titus
that's
2 issues.
That's what my daughter
was. Yeah, Titus 2 issues. So that's what we believe and that's what we teach. It's very different than the churchianity system. See, the churchianity system, here's the world, here's the churchianity system, they've gone like this. We're to be separate, because people tell us all the time, they say, wow, the way you guys look and you stand out separate, you're separate, how are you going to reach anybody?
Well, the thing
outside
about it is,
of Oshkosh.
They're becoming conform, not transform.
Yeah, oh, exactly. I stood outside that Oshkosh Festival. His son goes to, you heard it, Nina Bible Church.
Yeah.
I told him this is God appointed. I stood outside Oshkosh. The 2 days I must have talked to over 100 people one-on-one like this. I got people coming out of there looking at us and going, what are you doing? And I said, I'm out here preaching. I said, I'm also protesting. This is a corrupt place. They go, how are you going to reach anybody like that? And I said, I've talked to over 100 people, the truth of God here, and encouraged them.
Yeah.
If I go in there and I'm like you, how am I reaching anybody in there? They're going to go, why, you're just like us.
Yeah.
We got to be outside of those wicked places, not in them.
Right.
Not in them.
And I'm teaching, I'm getting pretty close to, if my son doesn't confront that senior pastor, I'm telling him, hey, you got to leave.
Yeah, I would tell them that day one, because the Bible says in Romans 16:17, mark those who cause division, not according to sound doctrine.
What is that, Mark? What?
Mark, no, Romans 16:17. It says, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. We don't sing with them, we don't pray with them, we don't sit down with them, we rebuke them and call them to repentance. And if they won't leave their sin, you don't sit with them.
You know, when I was called them to minister to the Mennonites down in
in La Crosse, some Mennonites invited him to come preach at their church.
Yeah,
what was the name of it?
There's no church. Oh. They don't have names of churches. They have meeting halls.
They're Mennonites?
Yeah.
In La Crosse?
Yeah. The Cooley region, down in the Cooley region.
Well, I don't know about them. All I know is people that call themselves the Mennonite Church, the East Hill Mennonite Church,
no.
The Cedar
These
Hill.
Guys,
they wear head coverings and everything, the ladies?
Yep. The whole...
Old
thing.
Order?
Huh?
Do they drive horse and buggies
horse
or cars?
Horse and buggies.
Oh, okay. That must be a whole branch I don't know about then. I learned something new all the time.
And so...
How'd that go?
Well,
did you preach the truth to them?
I preached the truth to them, and you know what?
Call them out of their man-made traditions?
The man... The head, I forget what they call him, the head of the whole thing, the group, he received me. But his wife, I was in that house for 2 hours preaching, and she wouldn't even give me a glass of water. She wouldn't.
He received, she didn't.
Oh, yeah. We find that a lot with the Mennonites. They're very feminized. They follow the wives lead them around quite a bit.
They do. I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah. The Mennonites are very, very corrupt. They have a corrupt... They don't preach Christ crucified. They do keep the pagan holidays.
Their big thing that they wanted me to clarify?
Sermon on the Mount.
No, focus. Good Friday.
They wanted you to do what?
Clarify about Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I wonder if Good Friday wasn't good.
I wonder if that's something I ran into and warned them about it. I've witnessed to so many people in Wisconsin. I wonder if they... wanted somebody
to
prove it out.
You know, and the thing of it is that, you know, when you take them through Good Friday, how do you get 3 days and three nights in the belly of the beast? You have to be a spiritual contortionist to do it.
You can't even, not even reckoning days.
I know it.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's all a lie.
It's a lie.
So do you have an email?
Yeah.
Why don't you send me an email?
Okay.
It's on my card.
Okay.
And I will send you the testing of that Nina, and I'd love to get it in the hands of your son. and let him know somebody's already confronted that pastor. That pastor got my email. Their youth pastor got the email. They ran and hid in the dark.
You're right, but when you said that this is a God incident, it's not a coincidence. Yeah. You are totally right.
It is. Well, he's sovereign over everything, so everything that happens, he controls.
Man. Yeah. Yes. And right now, I've had 10 children, and 7 are alive.
You're not married.
Huh?
You're not married.
Every one of my wives divorced me because of my relationship with God.
Oh, wow.
My last wife, she said, Richard, I don't know if I'm comfortable with you putting God ahead of me. I said, Lori says, what can I do about that? I can't do a thing about that. And it was the same way with the other two also. With the other two, it was my fault. I wasn't deep enough in Christ like I should have been.
Yeah.
And then the third one, though, she was a beautiful woman of God for 8 years. And then we lost a baby, and she lost her thyroid. And she was actually hypothyroidism. It actually changed her cranium.
Mm. And yeah, no thing to mess with people.
And... well, there's no guarantees in life, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And I lost my best friend in Christ. And
So you have children. Obviously, your one son.
From 50 down to 18.
50 to 18. So are they all Christians? Claiming Christ.
No, okay. I got the last four.
Okay. So, but these are not... in love, these are not biblical people, because if they're going to Nina Bible Church, Calvary Bible, these aren't biblical people. So your son would be a worldly Christian.
Yeah.
If he fits in there, he's a worldly Christian. He needs to be warned, and he has to repent and come out of all that.
And I've warned him. And I've warned him. And the same way...
See, what will work is, let me just give you some advice. Separation not only works for modern pastors and the world, it works for your own children.
Well, see,
if your son chooses sin, you're going to have to separate from him.
I separated from those four.
Okay.
One of my boys.
Because we've lost all of our children because of the faith.
He, one of my boys.
Except for one.
The older of the last four partakes of the devil's lettuce.
Oh, wow.
And he still claims to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I separated.
Wait, he partakes of the devil's what?
Lettuce.
What's that?
You don't know what the devil's lettuce is?
Devil's letters?
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Think about it.
Devil's lettuce. Like lettuce you eat.
It's a grown plant. Marijuana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marijuana. I gotcha. Yeah, you can't be a Christian and smoke stuff that affects your mind. No.
No.
You could take some marijuana pills if it eased a pain or joint thing. It's just a medicine. But nothing that affects your mind. We got to be sober.
Right.
Sober-minded.
Yep.
Yeah. And so good for you. So you separated from him.
Yes.
Good for you.
And he's made, just this last week, he made a move to come back to the Lord. And I'm just praying that has fruitation.
So you're not yourself linked to any religious body?
No.
So you don't go and gather with anybody or anything like that?
Nope. I was a member of a home church down in Elk Mound, Wisconsin, and there was a woman there that I battled with all the time. She owned the place where we met, and all of a sudden she wanted complete authority, and I said, hey, I gotta get out of here. You know, I left. And
well, can I encourage you? I hope I hear from you.
Yeah.
I hope you email me. You know why? Not only because I want to help your son, I'd love to encourage you, I'd love to Bible study with you, but I know this young man in Nakusa. Not that far from Eau Claire. He loves the Lord. He's a brand new believer. He loves the Lord. He'd love to know other saints, because I'm going to be leaving, and he's leaving. I don't know anybody else in this area but him.
I've got that young guy, he was 20 years old, that got baptized with my son. And this young guy is just a beautiful Timothy. And he just soaks up the word. He wants, you know, and I don't like leaving him even for the amount of time I've left him.
Is he at Nina Bible, Calvary Bible?
No, he's at Eau Claire, and he's in a bad church, and I told him.
Okay, yeah.
Because the pastor is putting a woman in the pulpit. Gone.
Yeah. So hold on a second. In love, let's back that up. He's not really a Timothy. If Timothy would know that women don't teach and take authority over men,
well,
he would leave that place.
He already does. And I told him, I said...
But he's there, though. He's united to him.
I said, you have got to leave.
Yeah.
And
Timothy would leave sin and heresy.
And, you know, we're doing some battles. He bought an old house, and he's been having horrific dreams. And, you know, I did deliverance ministry down on the streets of... I've seen everything you can see coming from Satan down on the streets of Dallas. And I'd cast out demons and everything, and I went through it with him. He asked me to cast out. He thought he had a demon. So I cast
Can Christians
it.
Have demons?
Huh?
Do you believe a born-again Christian can have a demon?
No.
Possess him?
No.
So he wouldn't have been born again then?
No, listen. Nothing happened that night.
Okay.
And I said, you know what, Joshua? I said, I don't think you had it. I told you that.
But if he's born again, why would you even do a deliverance on a born-again
guy?
Well,
he wanted me to.
No. Yeah. Because, you know, that's another big false movement is deliverance ministry. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I do believe there's demons. I do believe they indwell people, not Christians. I do believe that by the power of God, we can resist the devil and we can ask them or... I'm not so sure today we have the same power as the apostles to command, raise the dead, heal. But anyway, that's another whole topic. I do believe that the demons are real. But
do you believe in dispensation then?
But wait, making whole ministries out of deliverance ministry like these people have done and forgetting the gospel, forgetting holiness and righteousness, you can't do that. It's dispensationalism, what do you mean by that? Everybody's got a different definition of that.
Well,
I can answer it real quick. Ready? There's no preacher rapture.
What? No.
Jesus is coming at the end. He returns at the end. We'll be taken up at the end. So dispensationalism, the way I see it, the way the evangelical world knows
about,
it, no.
Even about healing. You know, a lot of people don't think that that's for this time. Well, hey, that's wrong. I've gone through the healing.
Yeah, I already told you. I'm not a secessionist. I'm not charismatic. I'm in the middle. God has the power to do it. I don't believe we have the power the apostles had. I don't believe that.
Well, I don't know.
I don't.
He said, no, but you're wrong there. Why? From Christ's own words. He said, you will do things greater than I.
Yeah, I do things greater. Do you know what that is? You know what's greater than what Jesus did?
What?
Jesus healed a hand. Okay. How long that hand lasts? 30, 40, 50 years, and it goes to powder, right? It dies. We're preaching the gospel and baptizing people. Jesus never baptized anyone. We're preaching the gospel and baptizing people unto eternal life. That's a greater work. It's all through him. It's because of him. I can't do it. But the greater works we're doing is preaching the gospel and seeing souls and lives change, not physical signs and wonders.
Well, okay, but I do believe...
I believe God can do miracles. I don't believe you have the power to do it in your hand at will.
God didn't.
We're not apostles anymore.
You take it like me. I was born with spinal bifida. You know what they used to do with babies back in the late 40s?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
They would set them in a hallway inside and starve them to death.
Yeah.
But you know what? Christ took care of that. I was born with a tooth, and they thought I was a special child. So they didn't look anything. So what else did that happen when I had the spinal bifida? I've got one place in my back with no bone at all.
Yeah.
You know what it it kept me out of Vietnam.
Yeah. I want to be clear. I agree that God can still do miracles. I don't believe that, I'm just going to say this. I don't believe there's prophets and apostles today like there was then. The foundation's built, Ephesians 2. Now, I do a prophet-like job. I'm not a prophet.
So do I.
I do a prophet-like job. I go into the world. I proclaim the Word of God, not new revelation, the written Word of God. I call people to repentance. So I'm doing, because people come up to me, they go, man, you're like John the Baptist. And I go, I'm no John the Baptist. He was the greatest man ever, per Jesus. But I do a prophet's-like job. So I draw that line. I proclaim the Word of God, but I'm not getting new revelation. And I don't believe there's apostles today like there was then.
I got a gift that the Lord gave me. It's the gift of the word of knowledge.
Yeah, that's a possible and also a suspect one, but that's another whole topic.
You know, I can give you the examples and you can go check them. And I'll give you, for instance, a friend of mine came to me and said, Richard, my fiance is taken up with another man in this cabin in the woods, in the boondocks, and everything. He says, I know you're a Christian, will you go talk with her? I said, okay, I'll go talk with her. Her name was Jill. And that night, when she was a waitress and when she was doing her cleanup and everything, I was preaching at her. I said, Jill, you cannot do this. I said, you know, the Lord regards when you get, what do they call it?
Fornication, adultery.
No, no, no. Before you get married, you're engaged.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Betrothal.
A betrothal, just as the same as a marriage. I said, you're in this sin. It's lust and of the flesh.
Yeah.
Everything. I told her. I said, and she says, well, I'm not giving him up. And I said, do you realize, Jill, that this very night, God could require your soul? And you know what happened?
What?
That night she went home. She stoked up a wood stove that John Menard bought at a real cheap deal from China. The stove got so hot on the bottom of it that the bottom floor dropped out of it. And they hauled her out in the morning as a crispy critter.
The house caught on fire and she died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had another one where I was sitting out on the steps of a school over by Stillwater, Minnesota. And this teacher came over and sat down beside us painters. And she started a hacking cough. And I looked at her and I said, you know, I said, ma'am, I said, you've got to quit smoking. I said, those things are going to kill you. And she mocked me, ridiculed me. That night, the next morning, one of the painters came in and said to me, well, Richard, I hope you never speak words over me. She said, you know that woman that you spoke to yesterday? She died last night. Hmm. I've got other ones.
Yeah, I guess what I would say is I won't contest those. And when I said it's suspect and that's questionable, here's what I believe. I believe God can work through men and do things at His will. I don't believe you can do it at your will.
No,
okay.
I know that.
So you can. So the guys that walk up and go, I have a word of knowledge. I'm going to give you a word of knowledge right now.
No.
And they sit there and they do readings over people. I don't believe that any more than I could go to a hospital and heal. But God can work through us at His will. I do believe that.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
And I would never go into someone that the Lord hasn't shown me. You know, my dentist, his wife stood up in the church and gave some readings in there, and the Lord spoke to me while I was sitting in the booth and said, Richard, she's going to die.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a couple months later. And
Which factors are doing?
So, you know, the thing of it is you either you listen.
Yeah, I got a quick one for you. Because I love you, and I don't. I might never get to talk to you again. You might never reach out to me. You're preaching the word with your head covered. What does the Bible say about that in Acts 11?
No, I know.
You should have your head uncovered. Yeah. The reason I say that, I used to wear a baseball hat all the time. I was an old farmer. And I started preaching and I'd wear a baseball hat. And I'd say, I'll take it off when I preach. Guess what I always would forget to do?
Take
it off. So now I leave my head uncovered. And yeah, it's hot in the sun and all that. But we're not supposed to preach with our heads covered.
I know. But, you know, I really wasn't formally preaching.
You're speaking the word of God. We're preaching.
Yeah,
we're preaching, so that's something to consider.
Yeah,
something to consider.
Yeah,
but I hope I do hear from you.
I never pray with a hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta
get rolling down the road because I have this appointment to do. But I would love to hear from you.
Yes.
I'll send you that testing. I'd love to encourage you. I'd love to Bible study with you and go deeper.
What's your first name again?
James.
James. Okay, that's easy.
You got my card, right?
Yes, I do.
My email is on there.
And I want to get that stuff for my son.
Yeah, you get it for me. And then I'd love to encourage you. And if you and I can find unity, I'd love to pull in my young brother to Bible study and have unity. I mean, you're in the area. Why wouldn't we? If you know another young man, I mean, that's what we try to do. We try to say, are you of Christ? Have you come out of the world? Have you come out of the churchianity?
Well, put it this way.
And let's follow in the truth of God.
That that little Timothy of mine will soak it up.
Oh, good. Well, tell him you just met two men, because Kevin, Brother James, Sister Debbie, you just met three saints that have come out of the world, come out of the church system. We love the Word of God. We'd love to unite with other people.
And when you meet this young man, you will understand that, you know, he's not
mature. What town
does
he live in?
Eau Claire.
Eau Claire.
And he's not mature.
Right.
You know.
But that's what our job is, to train them up.
Right.
To make disciples.
And he loves the Lord.
Okay.
And what's the greatest gift of all the giftings?
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, but just remember, I agree. Just remember though, loving God, people always blur this, not saying you are. Loving God is obeying Him.
Yes, it is.
First John 5:3.
That's one of my favorites.
This is the love of God, we keep His commandments. So I get a lot of people that say they love God, and then when I ask them to obey God, they run away.
Well, it's the same way as I have a lot of people that come up and tell me, you know, I know of Christ or Jesus. They'll use. I never use the name Jesus because that's a pagan name.
Yeah, God knows his name, though.
Yeah, but no.
You're not a sacred name guy, are you?
Huh?
You're not a sacred name guy. There's hundreds of names of God in the Bible.
Well, whatever.
Which one is the holy one?
Yahushua.
Yeah, and you got guys that'll say, you just said it wrong. You spelled it wrong. Wait, China, they say Xinhua. I don't know what Jesus' name. Wait, I don't know what Jesus' name is. But in China, they cry out to Xinhua. You don't think Jesus Christ knows who Xinhua is? That's him. Them crying out to him? You think they got to say Yeshua? You think they got to say it?
No.
So I don't need to say it in Hebrew. I can say it in English, which is Jesus, which is from Joshua.
Well, no. The word name Jesus came from the pagan Hellenistic Greeks. And you see,
there's just an English spelling.
There's an example in the word. What did Nebuchadnezzar do to every Hebrew that he took into captivity? He took away their holy names.
Yeah, I understand that. So what do you call Jesus?
Huh?
Do you call him Yeshua?
Yeshua,
which it means salvation.
Christ.
Yeah.
Adonai.
Yeah.
But I don't use that pagan Hellenistic name.
Yeah, well, I would disagree with that. But
we can disagree.
I would disagree with that because it's just a translation. You just admitted they could call him Xinhua in China, and God knows his name. They don't have to call him by the Hebrew name.
But you see, I know the origin of that name, Jesus.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Look at the origins of so many things. You know, we just said Sunday, Monday. Those are pagan origins, but we don't tie them to God. We're not using them in that way.
Well, then why don't we call our Savior Gandhi then?
Call him Gandhi?
Yeah, if a name doesn't mean anything.
Well, if in another language God meant Gandhi and people said Gandhi, I don't think that would be a problem. You know how many different languages there are?
How they regard Gandhi?
Well, you know, you're pulling out Gandhi to use an example, but I'm just saying, what if God's name was Ganda? Yeah. I think that sacred name movement came out of Jehovah's Witness and the Seventh-day Adventists. It's a dangerous...
It's something that I put upon myself.
It's dangerous because...
I researched it.
Yeah, it's dangerous because nobody knows the exact pronunciation, spelling, and the sacred name of God. God knows his name in many different languages. That's where I stand.
It's just like the people that added the vowels to the Septuagint.
Yeah, I mean, I honor, if you want to call him Yeshua, that's not a problem, but I also would be careful, judge your brother, calling him Jesus, which is the same entity, the same God, the same Savior, in a different language. I'd be careful of that. That's a judgment that James says, be careful.
But I know where
it's not sin.
I know where that origin of that.
The whole English language came from pagans. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. The whole English language. Yeah, so we're using that. We're using that. Look at.
What if I can choose?
Hey, do you have cash?
What if
do you have any cash?
Yeah, I do, and God we choose.
And you see the third Illuminati, third eye, and all the pagan symbols? You're using that.
I know.
You know what? You know where I stand on that? Real quick. You know where I stand on all that? With the money and the name? Should we give taxes to Caesar? I give to God what's God, which is glory and honor. I walk through the system. I use money. I'll use the English language. Not a problem, Rich.
Right.
Not a problem.
You know what these are called?
Lips.
No. They have a spiritual name.
Okay. What are they called?
They're called
Bullocks. They're called what?
Bullocks.
Bullocks?
Bullocks.
Oh, Bullocks.
In another word.
So if I look up in the King James under lip, it's going to give me what Greek word? Bullock?
I don't know.
No, it's not going to. Well, I'm going to do it right now.
Anyhow, the reason that they did that.
Because I look at the Greek and the Hebrew.
Names,
who did? Who did?
Christians. They gave the names for a medical term because of what? The sacrifice of praise goes over the bullocks of the lips.
That word in the Greek, telos, lips, it means a lip. It means...
But you see, it also connotates...
The lips, speaking from your mouth, lips.
That when they named them, that the sacrifice of praise would come over.
We got to be careful of over-mystifying the Word of God beyond the simplicity of Christ. These guys with the... I'm not saying you're doing this. The guys with these Bible codes and all this stuff, they're taking it way too far. Look at the Hebrew. That's what the Old Testament's written. Looking at the Greek. That's what the New Testament's written in. That gives us all the meaning that we need. If we go any further, now it becomes arguing over genealogies and words. And Paul said, that's vain jangling. Don't do it. I would...
I would warn against that.
You know what? I pretty much myself, being that I preach to the unsaved, I just preach a simple word.
Yeah, we need you to just preach the gospel. So you contact me if you're interested in Bible study and seeing if we can have unity.
Okay, I will for sure. I want that thing that you got on that. That's really phenomenal that I meet up with you about that church. And because I have...
Oh, we got to stand against all that.
Yeah.
And you got to call your son out of it. And if he won't leave, you got to call yourself out of away from him. That will give him great conviction that it's wrong. Yeah. Email me. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll be praying for your angels around your vehicle.
We got a long journey.
Yeah.
God be praised.